Alright, troopers, get your DC-15 blasters and slap on your buckets. It's time for custom action figure news with Lucas Clones and Tamer. Now blast those clankers! Go, go, go!
Oh, give it everything you got! Make every shot count! This is gonna be a tough one, I doubt we'll make it through!
Alright, folks, welcome once again to another edition of Custom Action Figure News. My name is Lucas Clones, also known as Chad. And with me tonight is Tamer, also known as Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Chad. How are
you? I'm doing great. And I think we're up to episode 15 now, Sean. Can you believe that?
Wow.
It's crazy. It's amazing. I can't believe we're up to 15 episodes already.
Oh, we've talked that many times.
Yes. The sad news is that you're absolutely right there. All right, well, tonight, folks, we kind of had to change things up a little bit and mess with our schedule. We were supposed to have another customizer spotlight on tonight, and we've had to reschedule that. So what we're going to do for you is we are going to continue with our San Diego Comic-Con roundtable that we did last time around. And we are supposed to have Zed Hatch on with us. He's not with us right this moment, but as soon as he jumps on, we'll have him just kind of jump in and hopefully hit the ground running. But before we get in, and by the way, tonight we are going to be covering Sideshow Collectibles and Gentle Giant. But before we get into that, I'm going to let Tamer do announcements because I know he probably has a few. So take it away, Tamer.
Yeah, well, I guess the biggest news is, you know, we're still running the ISY charity drive for the family of Mike Martinez, and there are currently 4 eBay auctions that you can find if you go to the front page of Imperial Shipyards. As a matter of fact, the brand new auction is from Rundown, customizer, who's just phenomenal. And he has made a kind of a McCory concept Arctic Rex that just looks great. And he just decided, really telling me or anyone, he just put it up on eBay today for Mike. And, I mean, the price is a really reasonable $30. He put buy it now on it. So, you know, I'm hoping maybe even before tonight that, that's sold. And, of course, he's going to donate every single penny of that auction to the charity drive we have going for Mike, and I want to thank him for that before I forget. But there's also 3 other auctions going on right now. One by Paul Speedless, who does some great Marvel stuff, and he has up a neat Marvel custom now from Danger, which is a Marvel character I wasn't really too familiar with. Chad, you're probably more familiar with her than I was. But wow, does she look neat. And there is another one up by, friend of Custom Action Figure News, Darth Daddy and Elias, put up this great Sith Mandalorian. And the black and the gold combination is just really screaming by me, but it's also up for eBay auction now too, and the quality on that one is just amazing. And there's also, if you want to look on Facebook, you can find the links there. Some of the other sites, like Tim Welch, if you search for him, Eye of the Snake Customizers, he's been heading up 2 of those eBay auctions. Anyhow, it's definitely for a great cause. Oh, and almost forgot, the last one is by, a great customizer by the name of Incom. He made this Twi'lek Smuggler, and I actually tried bidding a little bit on that one, and I know the price on that one is way up there. The quality is just excellent, mm-hmm. So it's just good news for, Holly and the kids, and, we thank those customizers for donating them, to the cause to try to support, Holly and the kids, after the tragic loss of Mike.
Okay. And what did you want to say anything about the August Sith contest?
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah. Of course. The charity drive we're kind of focused on, but we're still customizing as You can see if you take a look at, once again, at the front page of Imperial Shipyards, there are just some neat Sith Lord or Apprentice customs, which is, you know, this month's custom contest going on at the yards. And we had just the one today that just really struck my fancy was, and Chad, you might pronounce his name better than I. Was his name Siloff? Is that
yeah,
correct?
I think so, yes. Siloff.
But he's created this neat-looking Darth Maul steampunk-type custom that's just... I've never seen anything like it. Of course, he also posted some updates in his custom figures thread of just some neat stuff. And I really wasn't familiar with his work until today, but I'm just sitting there blown away. Well, we've just seen just such neat, like Dirty Gloves had his Darth Infectum, and I'm pronouncing that right, which is just a really neat Darth Vader-looking Sith Lord. And AFE made this great Trandoshan Sith Lord, and of course, you know, Hangar Bay 94 made, you know, Darth, what was this Darth, I want to say Harassus?
Mm-hmm.
And... But there's just some neat Sith Lords in there now. Like, you know, anyway, you just need to check it out. And, you know, if you want to make your own Sith Lord or Apprentice and post it up there, we'd really love to look at it. But, man, just some neat custom Sith Lords.
Yeah, I think it's Darth Harassus. I think you were right there. I'm trying to play catch-up because I had to go to work all day long today, so
yeah.
I didn't get as much time to browse. But yeah, this Danger figure by Speedless, I have never seen this character before, but boy, oh boy, is that an amazing custom.
Isn't that neat?
I hope that raises a lot of money for Mike's family. And of course, Darth Daddy's Sith custom is really neat too. I remember him posting that, and... So anyhow, yeah, and the Sith contest is really cool. Everybody is just going kind of Sith crazy with that one, and so it'll be neat all month long to kind of just go on there every day and see what everyone's doing. But all right, okay, so we're here to talk SDCC coverage, and we're going to start with Sideshow. So, Sean, I'm going to let you go ahead and start off, because I know you were... you know, excited about quite a few things from Sideshow, and so.
Yeah, I think we have Zed now. Hey, Zed, are you in there?
Yeah,
all
I'm
right.
Here.
Cool.
Yeah, we kind of jumped right in, Zed, and we're going to start by talking Sideshow, and the neatest thing I think I saw come out of San Diego Comic-Con for me, which was that 1/6 scale Boba Fett. Well, as soon as I saw that thing, I don't own any Sideshow pieces yet. I think they're just doing a phenomenal job with the armored forms, like the clone commanders are just really neat. But when I saw that Boba Fett, I was just like, wow. So that's definitely one that I'm going to have. Before we talk about it a little bit, I did actually, I've been bugging the Sideshow folks for more information. Usually by now they would have pre-order information up, and yesterday, supposedly for just a little bit, they had up that the pre-order was going to be, or excuse me, the preview was going to be on August 16th, and that the pre-order was going to be on the 18th, but they removed that later on that day, and from chatting with a customer service rep today at Sideshow, they said that pre-order information won't be released until September. So, you know, that's really all the information I have about the pre-order for those of you who are wanting that just as badly as I am. But it is going to be just a phenomenal addition to the Sideshow, you know, 1/6 scale to 12-inch figures. Did you get a chance to look at that,
Chad? Oh, the Boba Fett? Yes, I'm looking at it right now, and I tell you what, it's something that's just real fun to look at, Sean, that Boba Fett. There's just so much detail on it, and I just wish that, you know, I could afford to be a premium format collector, because this would probably be one of the very first things on my list of things to get. He is nice. I mean, look at the weathering. He's got some nice weathering and just, you know, I mean, amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like people are really loving or hating of this particular release. It seems like there's a lot of people that are trying to point out some inaccuracies. And I think for me, about the only thing I can pick out, and that's only because on the sideshow page, their preview page for this particular offering, they show, you know, Boba Fett with his, you know, rocket pack on. And the missile, you know, that's on top of that said, you know, rocket pack from the movie seems to be a little bit higher than what they're showing on the, you know, the actual, you know, 12-inch release. But, you know, I think once again we have to remember that, you know, for stuff for that they show can be just prototypes and might not be the final figure. But I don't really care if that missile is down a little bit. I think it rocks, and I'm definitely going to have one if I can get through and get the pre-order, because I have a feeling people are going to be – this thing is probably going to be sold out in minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, and whenever it comes to the Fett, everybody's going to have their little – picks that, you know, and gripes that they're going to have, because everybody's, you know, very particular if you're a Boba Fett fan about the details on him, and there's just so many details. There's always going to be, I think, someone who's going to find something that's not exactly movie accurate.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think, I mean, you know, people, I mean, just look at the helmet on that thing. I mean, I don't know whatever size, you know, whether it be 1:1, 1:6, you know, whatever, that I've ever seen as accurate a bucket, so to speak, as I've seen on that particular figure. I mean, I'm just like, I guess for me, it's kind of like Dark Lords, you know, building a better Boba Fett that just looked, you know, so phenomenal to me. And then folks started, you know, picking out the, well, that's not correct. Well, that's not correct. Well, that's not. Well, I just think it looks awesome.
Yeah. You know, that was an unfortunate thing that happened, because I was right there with you, and I thought his Boba Fett was amazing. And this one is too. And I just don't see, you know, anything wrong with it to my eyes. I can't say that I'm a Boba Fett scholar, you know, in any way like Dark Lord 1967 is, but yeah, it's a nice figure, and boy oh boy, would it be nice to add to my collection.
Tell you. Hey Zed, what do you think about that new Sideshow Fett?
Well, I've always been a kind of big admirer of Sideshow, you know, but for me there's a price issue, and I can't really afford those premium figures, but I do like looking at them. I like the Snake Eyes I did last year. That was a great figure, and this one, it looks like another great figure. And again, you know, I admire it, and I would like to have it. I probably won't buy it. Inaccuracies. There's so much with Boba Fett. Over the years, I've noticed that, you know, different people have drawn him in different ways, and especially like in the comics and in the books, it's kind of like hard to really jump on the inaccuracies, because there's just so many little interpretations of little subtle differences with Boba Fett, you know. So I don't really jump that much at the inaccuracies. I mean, if they did him like in pink, I would say something, but you know that would be a gross inaccuracy. But the like you said, the weathering and all that looks pretty darn good, and I have a hard time knocking it for not having the perfect scratch on the shoulder pad or something.
Yeah, I agree with you, Zed. It's amazing, you know, how critical. I mean, I guess for some folks, you know, Boba Fett might be the only character that, you know, they're around and focus on. And I mean, I was just like amazed. It's like, well, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. I'm like, whoa.
You know, like going back to my 3 and 4 inch collection, you know, I have two basic Boba Fetts. They're basically the same mold, but one has a green cape. One has a different brownish cape, and it's like, you know, there's nothing different about them except for the color of the cape, but I keep them both because I just think they're kind of cool. Both of them are kind of cool. So
yeah,
again, you know, little inaccuracies, I can get over little bitty stuff.
Well, I don't know. I think if I had this guy in my collection, I wouldn't be worried about any little inaccuracies like that. I would just enjoy the figure.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to see what the, you know, the PR version is going to be, what they're going to include with it. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. I have no idea.
Well, I'm sure.
Well, they're
go ahead.
Sideshow's being kind of mum on this one. I mean, usually they're pretty, they release the information fairly quickly after they show something. I mean, normally you'd even have the pre-order up by now, but I guess they know this one is going to probably bog down their site and bog down their servers and whatnot, so I guess maybe they're just trying to get better prepared and want to release the information all at the same time. But man, this one looks really, really good to me, and that's saying a lot because you know, I'm like you guys, I don't own any Sideshow pieces yet, but after seeing like some of their armored forms of like the clone commanders, like the Rex and the new one they have coming out, the Commander Gree and the Commander Bly, and then Waxer and Boyle and Luma, if you guys are familiar with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, wow. It's just like, jeez.
Yeah, you know, the Waxer and Boyle, I remember seeing them announced several months ago. I think it was even before past Christmas, and I just was in love with those because I'm a fan of Waxer and Boyle, and I just thought they're so neat, and I loved how the facial sculpts were similar, but there was little differences in there. And I also liked how they included the both helmet styles, phase one and phase two. And then, you know, Sideshow always includes, you know, different kinds of hands for different purposes and stuff. So I'm sure, Sean, like you said, that they're probably not saying much about Boba Fett right now because, you know, they're probably trying to avoid any of the flack that they would get if they made any more announcements, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on the clones. I think I can't add anything to what you said, Chad. It's just you hit every high point about the clones I would think of.
All right, well... Well, you know, there's quite a few other Star Wars releases that are coming out from Sideshow, and Sean, I know that you're we all know that you are a major fan of The Empire Strikes Back, and it looks like they're trying to win your heart over with some of these releases.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I really don't. I mean, I don't know what in the world. You know, like the IG-88, the 12-inch, that line, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about his legs kept me from ordering him, though. His legs, I mean, he seemed a little bit too bulky, like he was a little too beefy mm-hmm. for IG-88 from what I remember him in the movies. But, man, that's a – I mean, don't get me wrong. He looks pretty good, too. I mean, that one just about got me. And then – of course, the Bespin Luke that's coming out, and then the Han Solo and Carbonite. I don't know, guys.
Well, it's hard to not bite the bullet and say, oh, let me spend that extra money. But I mean, it's a practice and restraint for me because it's like I said, I really can't afford it. So sometimes I kind of hold back and then look at the figures after they've been released and sold out, and then I go, well, I can't get it now. So it's less of an issue.
Oh, but I'm with you, Zed. Sometimes it's actually a relief, isn't it, when you see it is sold out? You're just like, man, I'd really like to have that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I have to say that I probably will somewhere down the line get at least one Sideshow figure because it's one of those things where you just kind of feel like you've got to at least have one in your collection.
Yeah, it's like your collection deserves it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's another way to look at it.
I've always said I should probably get a Vader at some point of Sideshows, just because I love Vader.
Well,
but yeah, you know, I haven't yet. Vader.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've got all kind of, you know, in my collection, Vader is like the guy. I got the Lego versions and all that. And actually, I was at the store today and saw the big Lego version. I was like, oh, I'm ready. you know, if I go off track of my 3 3/4-inch, it will be usually with Vader is who I jump to first. So that's probably, if I ever break down, that's probably the one I'll get.
Yeah. How about you, Chad? What would you get?
Well, you know, I'd have to say probably from Sideshow, if it was available, it would be hard for me to pick between Snake Eyes and the Zartan. And I know that the Snake Eyes is unavailable because he came out a couple of years ago and you'd really have to cut off both arms to be able to afford him. But that Zartan is, I mean, the facial sculpt on him is absolutely fantastic. I mean, he looks like a, you know, almost real if you look at him in the in some angles. And of course, you know, they put him at San Diego Comic-Con in such a neat looking background, and he's got his sniper rifle and even like the little skull on his belt, and the fact that he comes with his extra disguises just like the vintage figure did. And I'm a sucker for a good Zartan figure, and that is the Zartan figure to end them all.
Yeah, I like that Zartan a lot. I love that Snake Eyes, too. If I was to go with another figure, it would be Snake Eyes would probably be my number two.
Yeah, that Snake Eyes with that, with the, I guess it's Wolf, that looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Snake Eyes that they have here in this is a statuette, I believe, and they...
Yeah, I think you're right.
And they did release, I think it was in 2009, if I'm not mistaken, a 12-inch figure that was fully posable, and he came with, you know, all of the swords and the hands, and he had the removable silencers and everything fit on him, and he was just pretty cool too. But like I said, he's not really available. You'd have to, you know, buy him off of an owner or something like that, and be a little bit much. But yeah, that Snake Eye statue though is really cool, and I believe you can pop off the one head and put the other one on. I think I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, a lot of people last year when they released the Pursuit of Cobra Snake Eyes in 3¾-inch said they based it off of the Sideshow. I'm not positive if they did or not. I mean, I see the similarities, but I also see lots of differences. So.
Yeah,
I like that Snake Eyes anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm almost 100% certain that they did that Zed, because he even has the Sideshow Snake Eyes even has the silencer where you can put it in the on his right leg and everything in the, so yeah, I'm
oh, I didn't realize that feature was also on the Sideshow.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And,
oh, okay. That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm, then.
Yeah. It's like a little mini version of it, which is really cool that they did that, but
yeah. Yeah, I really liked that figure last year. That was a really awesome Snake Eyes. Mm-hmm. Really Snake Eyes, and ever since then I look at the coming out Snake Eyes, I'm like, "No, that's not up to that standard. Sorry. It's not ever going to get that many better."
I wanted to ask your guys' opinion. Do you think, as far as a licensee, you know, whether it be G.I. Joe, Marvel, Star Wars, that there's any other licensee that does as good a job as Sideshow?
That's a tough one, but it depends on what you're looking for. And I think that, you know, as a collector, Sideshow really does try to give everything that they think the collector wants. And it seems like they are fans themselves and they know what they're doing. And so I would say it would be hard to put anybody above them in that way.
Yeah, I gotta agree. You know, Sideshow is really good at figuring out what the market will bear and making right up to that edge of the market, and understanding what people want in those types of figures. And they're definitely excellent in that respect. You know, at the same time, there's a little bit of a fun aspect that they can't get to because of the way they do things. You're never gonna see a Toxo Zombie in a premium format, for instance, and that figure is incredibly, he's just incredibly stupid and fun in that respect, and you can get away with that with the smaller versions that are a little cheaper, but you can't get away with that with these big figures. I mean, maybe you could. I doubt it, though. I think people would kind of like go no, and then it would just stay online forever.
Yeah, you know. Zed, you just gave me a thought there when you mentioned the Toxo Zombie and the Sideshow format, and being a Joe collector like me, as you know, one of the most popular Joe figures, one of the most popular Cobra figures, is the 89 Alley Viper, which I'm sure Sean isn't familiar, but I'll try to do my best to describe it to him. He's basically Sean, an urban trooper. He comes with a helmet with a flip-up visor, a big shield, a backpack with a grappling hook gun, and an automatic weapon with grenades and knives all over him. But the whole outfit was done up in neon orange and neon blue camouflage.
Okay. Yeah.
It's really the beginning of neon colors in the G.I. Joe game, because most of the figures that year didn't have that. But he did. But, you know, part of me liked that about him because it was an unusual color choice, but it worked. I mean, it looked
cool. Right. And the other thing about the Alley Viper that made him cool, that kind of forgave the neon, was the file card description of him on the back, talking about having to, you know, survive a 50-foot jump or something like that with a full combat load, and just talking about how really tough those guys were, you know. And then he's like, well, if you're that tough, you can wear a neon orange and blue outfit into urban combat, you know. And
they've done Alley Vipers since then that have better coloring. But, you know, there's a part of me that has a soft spot for that original orange and blue coloring. It just, I there's something I like about it that's just kind of, it's kind of like home. That, you know, it's like, yeah, this is the original. This is where we started this guy at. But,
and to
and
to bring it back to Sideshow, I wonder if we would ever see a Sideshow 12-inch Alley Viper figure. And if we did, if it would be in the neon orange and blue, and I would almost think they would have to do it that way.
I would say if they ever went there, yeah, they would have to, because I mean, I could see people complaining about it too, but I think that's what would be what people would want first, and maybe do a recoloring of it later. In the maybe in the most recent colors they did with the Viper, but
right.
That original coloring, I mean, there's just something. If you ever look at the catalog that year, it's just, there's something magical about how he blends in with the other other figures that year. It's funny and weird, and it could only happen in G.I. Joe. I don't think it could happen in any other line. But you know, it was one of those little. It was a 89, I believe.
Yes,
and it's one of those unique moments in G.I. Joe history where you kind of go, I'm not sure how that works, but it works. You know? And I think they would want to recapture that.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, we'll move on to some more Star Wars Sideshow things, because, Sean, I'm looking at this Emperor on the Throne figure here, and there's some really good close-up shots of the sculpting on his face that we've got to see. And I'm also, you know, I like Darth Vader, but you have to admire the evil behind Darth Vader, and that is Emperor Palpatine. And boy, they sure have captured it with that figure.
Yeah, he looks pretty evil, doesn't he?
Scary.
I thought he actually looked better than the actor. I forget his name. I always forget
Ian McDiarmid.
His name. Ian McDermott. I thought he looked better than Ian McDermott. I really did. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's creepy. Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, his throne that comes with him is I mean, that looks to me to be spot on. I can't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I agree. Amazing.
It is really cool. Of course, I'm really liking those stormtroopers too. Just the, you know, the regular version of stormtroopers. Mm-hmm. You know, I can almost, I almost hate to say it, but I could see me, okay, let me get this Boba Fett. Let me get two stormtroopers. Let me get this Han Solo and Carbonite. And then, you know, if I decided I want to make a cool little, you know, 12-inch Dio, it could. But that kind of leads me up to a thought I had. When Zed was making his points about you know, Sideshow's niche and why, you know, they're pretty nice, but you know, every now and then, you know, when I get frustrated with Hasbro, I'll play around with the idea, well, I'm just going to get out of Hasbro and I'm just going to go to Sideshow and General Giant and, you know, some of the higher end lines. But you know, it's not like you're going to buy, you know, that 1/6 scale Boba Fett and then, you know, play with it exclusively. Mm-hmm. And I guess they're kind of like, you know, holy grail items, where it's like, oh yeah, look at this, but it's not something I would necessarily, you know, give to my, you know, 5-year-old daughter. So here, go play with this. Have a good time.
Yeah, I always think, when I look at them, I see them as very much display models. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that at all whatsoever. I mean, I've got plenty of stuff I have in my collection that is display. I mean, I would not get it down and use it for much of anything. But I think this is more for the people who exclusively display their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with you. Boy, wouldn't that make a cool diorama, though?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was going to say, not only could you display it, but I would sure have some fun taking pictures, dio shots of these guys.
You'd almost have to, just to justify the purchase. I mean, you'd just be like, yeah, I have to show this to people now.
Well, yeah, and can you imagine them making, you know, all of the other bounty hunters and then having that executor shot with them all standing there with Vader? Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome.
But, you know, just, good Lord, I mean, that just that little, you know, thinking out loud idea, we're talking probably, what, $1,000+?
Pretty close. Yeah. It's...
Well, you know, on the same token, there are people who collect, like, exclusively prototypes, and those run you into hundreds of dollars for a little 3¾-inch figure. So, I mean, some people stick to that high end, and, I mean, you can't really knock them for it. I mean, I know it's not for me, but it's not something I want to do. You know, it's not something I can knock somebody for doing. If you have the money,
right?
I mean, go for it. You know, I don't, but you know, if you have it, great.
Mm. Yeah, I'd love to be able to have the money to be able to do stuff like that. But yeah, some good points.
I keep thinking, I've thought that before, but then I keep thinking, you know, if I really did have the money, I would probably go so hog wild. on stuff to just expand the 3¾ collection, that I probably, you know, would never get into the sideshow stuff still. Hey. You know,
I think one of these times, guys, we're gonna have to get together and talk about you know, the issues with collecting, the issues of money versus space. Mm-hmm. Versus significant others. Are you buying another Star Wars figure? That would make for a cool podcast too. But
funny. I'm actually working on an article like that, and in it, it's myth busting women in toy collecting.
Oh wow!
But in it, I mentioned the fact that make sure your bills are paid before you start buying, because generally a woman won't mind until it affects the bills, and then she's like, wait. Yeah. Then that's when you're going to start getting in trouble.
Oh, I'll have to read that.
Yeah,
that's a good idea for a future show, Sean. I think a lot of people would probably... That's something that I don't think has been covered in podcasting to the extent of, you know, how do you manage your collection. Yeah. And
maybe we can have Jen on to get a woman's perspective, even though she's a bit biased, but she has her back. Right. She'll take this.
I think that's a good idea. I think we can have...
Well, not to get off track, but, you know, generally I found that men gather with women who have collections of their own. It might not be like Star Wars or anything, but it's usually something that they like. My wife, for instance, likes old-time porcelain dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, usually people I talk to, I usually find that their wives do collect something, not to the obsessive point that maybe right. we do, but, you know, there is something there that they're into that they like, that, you know, they kind of have a base of understanding with. So, you know, they're kind of okay with some aspects of it, but I don't know if that's true. For everybody, I just know a lot of people I've talked to have had that, but that is way so far off track.
Yeah, that was my fault, Zed. I'm good for that, aren't I, Chad?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Well, you know, it's also, you know, me and my wife had this little talk today because I found a droid gunship finally. The first one I'd seen in the store, and I was wanting it, but, you know, my wife's kind of going, you know, we just moved. We're kind of needing to hold back, and I'm like, okay. You know, like a little kid.
I've made
know,
that sound, Zed.
Yeah, scuffing my feet down the aisle, putting it back. You know, and knowing she's perfectly right. You know, yeah, we don't. You know, we had to do a lot of money spending in the past few months, and we need to cut back a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Is there anything else sideshow we want to talk about, guys?
Let me see. Well, I think, you know, just really quickly, if you're really rich, boy oh boy, you're going to want to be spending some money on those life-size 1-to-1 scale statues. That Darth Maul. Man, that is freaky. I was watching a video today online, and they were talking about that Darth Maul, and they got up really close, and it was freaking me out a little bit, and I couldn't imagine standing next to it, because It looks like he's really standing there, and the Obi-Wan too. That one is amazing.
Talking about the legendary scale figures. Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, when I saw that picture, I actually thought it was a guy in a costume.
Yeah,
and I was like, "That's an incredible costume." Then I got to looking, I'm like, "Oh my God, no!" And I realized what it was, and I was like, "Wow."
Yeah, that would be a little freaky to have in your house, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I have no idea where I would put something like that.
I don't know either. But you'd have to, if you could afford that, you could afford a house to house it in. So you might.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, it would be a wonderful Halloween decoration.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
What about that General Grievous? I mean, that thing was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those that, like, hey Hasbro, look over here, see what you could do.
Oh, I know.
I like Grievous, and I really wish Hasbro would step up and get something close to that.
Mm-hmm.
In their rundown.
Well, all right, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, there's those two droid two pack basically that you get, and I thought that was neat that they offered a droid two pack, and it's kind of like the Hasbro two pack that you got, and this one was Sideshow, and it was actually pretty reasonably priced. I think it was only like $90, and you get two droids in it, and that would be cool to go with your, if you got a General Grievous to go with that.
Yep, yeah, it would be pretty cool. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, it sure did.
Yeah, I did. I didn't realize the price was that low.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, and don't quote me on it or anything, but I think it was only like $90. I heard a couple podcasts talking about it, and I believe that's the price that they quoted on there.
That is very cool.
All right, so I guess we can move on to Gentle Giant.
Gentle Giant! General Veer's mini bus!
All right, Sean, take it away.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, yes, that made my Comic Con. You know, when I saw that, Boba Fett and that, Veer's bust, I was like, okay, if they don't show me a single new thing, and of course, Hasbro didn't show me too much after that, but, I saw that General Veer's bust and was like, yes. Now, I don't know where they got their pictures of Julian Glover's face, but I could care less. I don't care if they put, you know, Elmo's face behind that AT-AT commander. I would have bought it. I mean, I just think, as far as a facial sculpt, I think it's very nice. I mean, it's very crisp. Doesn't look a whole lot like Julian Glover to me.
Yeah, I that was the first thing that I noticed about it when I saw. I believe it was the first day that you put it on the front page at Imperial Shipyards, and I said, "Man, that's nice looking, but it sure doesn't look like General Veer's."
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just wondering, and maybe Zed, you can comment on this next. Like when Hasbro made their AT-AT commander that they brought out, you know, for Wave One of the. The vintage figures, if maybe they were perhaps going with something like that, and then said, maybe we'll make this General Veer's.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. I'm not in Hasbro's mind, but I thought there was something going on with that figure. I'm not 100% sure, but definitely something. Maybe it was they were going that direction and then said no, and then changed it at the last minute. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I'm almost wondering, like, maybe if there was some, like, cross-communication, hey, we're going to make this, and then General Giant said, oh, cool, I'll make a bust like that, or maybe, like, Hasbro saw General Giant was, because they've been hinting that they were going to make some type of General Veer's bust for some time now, and maybe this, you know, both of these together is what ended up getting us the AT-AT commander, you know, likeness that we have, but I could care less. I think it looks good. I'll be anxious to see, because it looks to me like his armor is removable as well as his hat, so I would assume we might be able to pose him in his standard, you know, Imperial outfit too. So, I can't wait to see General Giant give us a their own preview of this.
Hey, Sean, I have a question for you. Because just in listening in what you were just talking about, is it not legal for two licensees to release a character of the same name at the same time? And what I mean by that is, if Hasbro had made an AT-AT commander that was named General Veers, and then Gentle Giant came out with theirs and it was General Veers, would that be some sort of a breach of their license or what?
I think as long as it's a different scale, mm-hmm. I think that would be okay. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but that would sure make a lot of sense for, Hasbro's figure versus this bust,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what made me think about that when you were saying that. And the only other explanation I could come up for the Hasbro AT-AT Commander is that they were just trying to follow the names on the vintage cards. And instead of making General Veers, they just made the a generic AT-AT Commander because that's what the vintage figure was.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yep, sounds reasonable to me.
All right. Well, there's some eye candy in this Gentle Giant series of photos. And I have to say, one of the things that I saw that I thought was really cool was the Darth Malgus exclusive statue that I believe was coming out with the collector's edition of the Old Republic game. Because I have recently... very quickly become a huge Darth Malgus fan, and in fact I want to get the book, the Old Republic book with him. I think it's called Deceived. Is that what it is? It's got the picture of him on the front of it. I think it's Deceived.
I think you are correct. It was in last month's issue of Insider, but I forget the name, but that sounds right.
I think that's it, and I just thought that was so cool. It made me almost want to just buy the game that I have no intention of playing just to get the statue. But yeah,
I thought it was a very cool looking statue, definitely.
Love the eyes, man. They are freaky.
Yes, definitely. Well, looking over Gentle Giant stuff, I mean, they're again in the more premium format. And, let me see, I believe it was Darth Talon that they had too. If I'm not bad mistaken. I'm trying to pull the pictures up now and I've not got them up yet.
Yep.
It just made me think, it makes me go back to Hasbro. Hasbro says, these things don't sell. And yet here we have, this premium format that's obviously they think is going to sell.
Yeah, it's amazing the risk that other Star Wars licensees will take with rather unknown, characters, as well as, especially expanded universe characters. Wouldn't you say, Zed?
Yeah, and I was thinking, too, I believe they had the female Stormtrooper from
Joker Squadron.
From Joker Squadron and Legacy, and I was like,
yes, yeah, just staying, yes.
Yeah, I can't even remember her name. It's like, I just thought it was cool that they would do that even at all. And again, I'm just wondering, what's up with Hasbro that they don't see this? There's definitely a niche for this. I mean, if these things are getting made.
Well, yeah, like that particular statue you're talking about, Zed, they're even making two different hair versions of that. Like, one's like an exclusive, and the other's like the regular version.
Yeah.
Oh, did we lose him?
I think he dropped out for a second, but knowing him, he'll be back. And just to say this on my two cents on the Darth Talon, I think, Sean, even if you don't know who she is, I think people who don't even know who she is, just looking at her,
who cares?
Yes. I'm buying that because that's a good looking figure. And the same can be said for the Joker Squadron. And boy, she is detailed. I will tell you what. They sure do some neat paint work with their figures. I was looking at the Pondababa and there you go. Yeah, and he's got some nice layers of color on his head and on his boots and pants and things. That's neat to see that.
Yeah, I agree. He's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, speaking of all, like, the female characters, I think just do so well for whatever or license, you know, is willing to produce them. You know, like, you know, the Shea Vizsla, which is, she just, I mean, I saw her on that first trailer for, you know, the Old Republic, mm-hmm. when she was flying around in the air and just blasting away. And I was like, oh my goodness, who is this girl? Yeah. And you know, I was glad to see them, you know, release a statue of her, but I'm just like, will Hasbro ever make one, do you think?
Oh boy, I don't know. That's a tough one. I tell you what, she would be difficult because she is so detailed that I don't know how they would pull off a lot of that fine detail. I mean, I guess they could always simplify it, which would be fine, but that would sure be neat if they did that, because, you know, when I see a character like that, and her and the female Jedi in the Old Republic, I see a character like that, and I just immediately say, that's cool, I would love to have a figure of that.
Maybe you just have to make one.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. I can try, but boy, there's a lot of detail on that. I'd have to, you know, sculpt a lot of that. But you know, I'm trying to move that way anyhow, so you never know what you're gonna see.
Well, hey, your Malgus sure does look good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very nice. All right, Zed, we have you back now, right?
Yeah, that your Malgus looks okay. Sounded like colloquialism there. But anyway,
yeah. You know, one thing I don't, I guess, whenever that game's coming out, they're releasing, I guess, the first novel, and that is Reaven, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, why didn't they release something about Malgus or, you know, something? It's like, I didn't quite understand that, but oh well. I agree. The statue looks good.
Yeah, I don't know how much the Darth Revan story has to do with Darth Malgus' story. They might be two different timelines or something like that. And they just, because they're thousands of years in the past, that they still call the Old Republic. But you never know. Old Darth Revan might pop up in that game if you play it. It's always a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
All right, well, and just for fun, you know, Gentle Giant did a cool little Yoda thing. I can't.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's so Yoda, isn't it? I mean, that's the character. You would see, you know, Yoda sitting in a theater eating popcorn with 3D glasses on.
How much do you want to bet that you'll see that up for pre-order on August 16th, or excuse me, September 16th?
I think I know what you're driving at there.
That sounds like... Yeah,
I would
think
almost,
you're right.
Yeah, I'd be willing to almost bet a little bit of money on that one. Yeah, he's kind of one of those. He's kind of, I guess for me, that particular minibus, Chad, is kind of like their General Giants, like holiday minibus.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of cute, you know, it's kind of neat, but, you know, kind of like Zed, you know, was talking about the cost. It's like, well, now I don't know that I'm going to spend, you know, the average minibus cost now is around $75. I don't know if I'm going to spend $75 to get cute, you know, if I'm, you know, thinking about, you know, adding, you know, maybe a more, you know, movie accurate version of bus down the road, but, he's kind of neat, and, you know, if you're, I think he might be one that might get maybe casual Star Wars fans, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's more appealing to people who aren't so, you know, obsessive like ourselves and just want something kind of fun, maybe like, you know, a very expensive conversation piece. However, Sean, I have another thought for you on him, because we know there's a lot of people out there that they do have money to spend, and they have their own home theaters, and I could see this being something that someone would put in their home theater to decorate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like that, you know, the same person who's going to buy the, you know, Blu-rays, like, oh man, that'd be cool to, you know, set that up, you know, because it looks to me like the, you know, the Blu-ray cases that come with the actual, you know, new DVDs that release looks pretty cool, and it would be neat to have maybe that little guy sitting out there with them to, you know, maybe like you said, add to a conversation piece for, you know, maybe folks who, you know, aren't even really Star Wars collectors, but, you know, just want something to augment their home theater systems or whatnot, and, you know, like you said, aren't quite as detail oriented as us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I'm maybe it's because I'm a jokester, but I mean, this is one of the few pieces I've contemplated in that I've seen because, I mean, I'm in contemplate actually buying just because I thought it would be a funny, you know, a funny thing to have in my living room, you know, in front of the big screen TV, just kind of like watching TV with you. And again, it's out of kind of a conversation piece, but I'm not committing to it or anything. It's just been kicked around like, that's kind of neat. That's kind of funny. And that's... might be something worthwhile, you know. Don't know how the finances are going to go, at the same time, you know, if I break down on any of these premium things, it's going to be that. I mean, that's probably the one I would.
Wow, that's a little unusual, but yeah, I can see what you're saying. Definitely from a jokester point of view.
Yeah, he's cute. He's cool.
I'll tell you, I would love if Hasbro would do a version like that.
Yeah,
Hasbro.
That would,
you know,
be cool,
because that would be that would be really cool to have around your figures going, yes, entertaining you are.
But, yeah, wouldn't it be cool to see them do some type of release, maybe something that's unannounced? You know, I mean, I know they're doing the DVD release 4-packs, which are already out. Matter of fact, they even have the Empire Strikes Back one. But I mean, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's one of the things about Hasbro. I mean, I don't mean to harp on them or anything, but I mean, they do insist on doing the same figures over and over lately, it seems. A lot in G.I. Joe and a lot in Star Wars. Marvel Universe, they are recycling the bodies, but they are putting new parts on at the same time, so it's not as bad. But, you know, I keep thinking, if they're going to insist on recycling, let's have some fun with it. And, you know, do something unusual. Do Snake Eyes in a Christmas outfit, or Yoda in a movie outfit, or, you know, just something that, hey, you're going to reuse the parts, fine. Add this little tidbit to it, and let's have some fun with this. And that would probably generate a little bit of interest.
Yeah, that would make me buy some of those repacks more if there was something fun in there like that. I know that's for sure.
I don't know that they've ever done anything like that, have they?
I don't think so.
Not to my recollection.
Between all three of us, that's a lot of recollection.
Yeah.
The closest I can think is, didn't they do a Christmas Vader 1 year, like way, way back?
It was red or something.
Good memory. Yeah. Yes, I did. They did a Yoda. They did a Santa Yoda, yes, like that. And they did C-3PO and R2-D2 with like reindeer antlers.
I've never seen those either.
Yes. Yes, I have. Yeah, I have one. I actually have it. Boy, that's awful. I even have it in my collection. I can't even recall it.
That was around the time I was kind of out of Star Wars briefly. But I do remember seeing that Vader and going, wow, that's unusual.
And they have a Jawa Christmas thing.
Oh, yeah.
They even have...
They did have a Jawa Christmas thing. You know, they were holding presents, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, well.
They sort of...
Sorry, Hasbro. We were busting on you. But guess we were wrong. Yeah.
Okay, well, we need moviegoers now.
Yeah. All right.
Well, speaking of getting back to Gentle Giant and speaking of their Christmas-themed stuff, since we talked about it a bit, how about that Vader with the, you know, I guess the regular version has him holding the dove, but the deluxe version, which I will admit I pre-ordered this week, has him holding that C-3PO head.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a great deal.
Yeah, I don't own a Vader mini bust yet, and I just said, it'd be neat if they did a Hoth version of Vader, and then I saw him holding that C-3PO head. I'm like, oh, there it is. How do I get that? And I mean, I will. Gentle Giant in the past has had a horrible, horrible reputation, not with the quality of their products, as that's always been pretty good, but their customer service has been atrocious from what I understand, but lately they seem to have turned all that around as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I have not yet had any problems with ordering, or of course I'm a Premier Guild member now, and I mean, even ordering that is almost like it's free. I mean, because you get a free bus with it, and I've got the Shadow Scout Trooper, you know, on the way. But it's just like, I think they finally learned from their customer service mistakes, and I think they're just, well, they've been producing, you know, quality products.
Well, you know, back to the Vader holding the 3PO head, do you know what the inspiration was behind that, Sean? I believe it's an allusion to Hamlet, because if you think about it, Darth Vader is a...
Oh, Horatio.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, he's a tragic figure, so he's sort of holding the 3PO head up like Hamlet holds the skull up. And I thought that was cool right there, because I've never forgotten my Hamlet lessons when I was in 12th grade. And so that the first thing that I thought of when I looked at it, I thought that was a neat touch.
I know one thing. I didn't Avery's not listening. She'd be coming back to get me because I forgot that lesson, Chad.
I did not even notice that until you mentioned it. And now you mention it, I'm like, wow, that is a very strong image. Yeah.
It's a little bit of the profoundness that you get from Star Wars. While Star Wars is all fun and games, there's a little bit of mythology and profoundness and lessons that you learn behind it too, which is one of the other aspects that I enjoy of Star Wars. And I'm glad to see that they put something like that in there.
Well, you know, I've always said Star Wars was the analogy of father-son relationships because, you know, the son gets mad, says, this old man, I can whip him, and the dad pwns him, of course, you know, and then the son kind of grows up and kind of gains some strength and could probably take his dad out, but doesn't. He hesitates and stops, and I always thought that was a great analogy for father-son relationships. It's definitely what happened between me and my dad, and I found a lot of father-sons go through a similar cycle in similar ways. It's not always a physical confrontation. Sometimes it's just words, but it still is a confrontational story.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, and I had similar experiences myself with that. So that's a good point.
Did you guys notice that Dark Horse comic behind that bust? You guys notice the comic behind
that? Let me look
a
little bit closer here.
I noticed the comic behind it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get a clear view of it.
He's holding the 3PO head up in the picture, so they're showing where they got their inspiration from.
I've gotta find that comic. I wanna see, and I keep hoping, well, hey, maybe this is going to be a deleted scene from, you know, The Empire Strikes Back. Wouldn't that be cool to see what actually? It has to be Stormtrooper's blasting, but I could see Vader picking up his head and looking at it afterwards.
Yeah, wasn't there an Infinity story or a What If Star Wars story where he did some? Vader had an experience like that where he ran into 3PO at some point and he realized or kind of recognized that it was the droid he built when he was a boy. Or I remember reading a sort of a expanded universe What If type of story along those lines years and years and years ago.
I wouldn't doubt, you know, considering they had Indiana Jones find the Millennium Falcon and crashed on the earth, you know, in one of those types of stories. But I mean, after that, and Chewie was Bigfoot, so I mean, after that, all bets are off.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Zed. Can't argue with that a bit.
And that's a story I've been looking for years, and I've never been able to find it, but I heard about it, and I was like, wow, I gotta find that. Mm-hmm. But I've never tracked it down. I know it's in Star Wars Tales, but anyway.
Yeah. I guess about the only other minibus I saw that were previewed. Of course, I thought the the Death Star gunner was pretty cool, and you know Darth Nihilus, I believe is the name, was pretty cool. I guess about the only other one I might think about getting, and this is only if I break down and get that horrible Hoth Leia they produced last year, is that, you know, kind of the same motif, you know, asteroid chase, Han Solo, and I'm gonna have to have the Minock Hunt version with the breather on, because I don't know, something about that face just looks off to me.
Yeah.
You guys know, you see the one I'm talking about? Does that look a little
off?
Yeah,
there
to you?
Is something strange about it.
Kind of looks like Harrison in Air Force One rather than Star Wars.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Maybe it's something with the nose, the eyes, or something's throwing me off. And then I thought, well, you know, wait a minute. If he's going to go right beside that Hoth Leia, as horrible as she looks like the zombie Hoth Leia. maybe it would be okay. I mean, like I said, I usually am pretty excited about Gentle Giant's quality, but I don't know what, you know, these two aren't really ringing any ding 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 I have to buy now bells for me. And then there's the whole deal with the, they got the, you know, had the Stormtrooper blaster in Leia's hand instead of the Rebel blaster because of some change that didn't get made over in China or whatnot. I don't know how familiar you guys are with that last year, but I don't know.
I vaguely remember something about that being said, but I was kind of like, yeah, okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's one thing. I was just saying how good their customer service department was, but I mean, up for the pre-orders and, you know, on all the sites, and they showed Leia having the Rebel blaster, which is the correct version. But then when she started shipping, guess which version she showed up with? Yeah, she had the Stormtrooper blaster, so a lot of people were a little bit upset with General Giant, saying, hey, man, you picture her with the wrong. And
yeah.
I even remember I sent them a little email about it, and they sent back a rather terse reply. I can't remember what the exact wording was. I'll have to dig it up sometime, but it was just like, you know, deal with it was pretty much the wording I got out of. Yeah, it was just like, you could tell they probably had 100 million messages about it and definitely didn't want to get one more. if you're a Savage Opress fan, man, they have that statue looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I was saying, boy, oh boy, that sure is neat looking, and that would be, and I'm a fan of the Clone Wars, obviously. We've talked about it many, many times, but that would be something that would be really cool to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to decide if I want to also get their you know, vintage 12-inch retro. I have the Boba Fett and the Stormtrooper. I got to decide if I want the Darth Vader. I told myself I was only going to get the ones on the Empire Strikes Back cards because those things they're huge. I mean, they're immense. Matter of fact, I did a video where I tried to review them, but I mean, they're just huge. But man, they are so cool, and that Darth, I guess Darth Vader was my first action figure, you know, that had the push out red lightsaber, and I don't know, might have to have that too. Yeah.
Vader's like one of that version of Vader is one of the few figures I have from that era that has survived relatively. I mean, it still looks in pristine condition. So I've always had a kind of a special attachment to it as well.
Yeah, I actually recarded a vintage one, you know, that's extremely old. And yeah, I don't know. I might get it. I think if you're the Clone Wars fan too, what'd you think about that AT-RT with the AT-RT driver?
Oh, I like that. I was actually going to bring that up. I think that is really cool, and it's super detailed. There's another thing for Hasbro I wish they would, you know, kind of take a note from, because the detail on that thing is fantastic, and the ARF is cool. I'm a big fan of ARFs, and that helmet on that thing looks really cool. And I think that's a pre-Vizsla standing right next to it, which is, that's looking pretty fantastic itself, too.
Yeah, agreed on both counts. I love the detailing on it. Again, I wish Hasbro would get that point, because I have yet to buy one of those from Hasbro, and I really want one, but it's just never. There's just always every version they've had, there's something a little bit off about it that I don't bite the bullet.
Yeah, it's not bad, but there's definitely some things they could do to make it better.
Yeah, I think you know, Wraith 9J showed us that when he cut one of them up, and I don't know what type of modified helmet he made using the top of the ARF Trooper helmet. That was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, you mean the Phase 2 ARF Trooper helmet? Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Was really cool. I wasn't surprised to see it. I had thought of doing one myself like that, but yeah, I wasn't surprised to see it. It did look pretty nice.
I guess the one thing I don't understand about General Giant and the line and where it comes from, but like they're animated, like Return of the Jedi maquettes. Like I think they had like the Slave Leia and Salacious Crumb and some other ones. And here we have, looks to me like the Bausch Leia they're doing this time. It's like I don't know where they're getting that particular art. Do you guys know where they're getting that from? I've always wondered about that.
Not a clue.
No, I haven't got the slightest clue where that is coming from. I think they're kind of neat, but I don't think I would ever buy one.
Yeah, I think so, too. I guess I heard a rumor, oh, this has been years ago now when we first started seeing that, that might even be the new version of maybe anime or cartoon after the Clone Wars was over with, but I think that's just probably wishful thinking at this point, but... I just like, well, now where is that coming from? I mean, it looks kind of interesting from a standpoint, but I don't know what appeal that probably has to, you know, most collectors, but I don't know. It's kind of cool.
I keep thinking they do look familiar, though, and I just can't place it. I've never been able to put it together.
Oh, well, I think Gentle Giant did a pretty good job anyhow.
Yeah, it's interesting looking. It's you know, it's definitely not something I would be too interested in, but it's neat to look at. I don't know. I wonder if it comes from a comic book or something, but I don't, nothing that I recall seeing anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
No clue here either.
And I guess before, you know, we leave, you know, Gentle Giant, I guess, you know, we're just probably about at our hour's time of limit, but did you guys happen to see the video that Gentle Giant previewed at San Diego Comic-Con where they showed some upcoming products and busts? I think it started with, like, a version of, like, Nian Nun. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that little guy right. Lando's co-pilot in the Falcon, you know, the trench run in Return of the Jedi. But they are showing it looks to me like a new Boba Fett bust. Oh. And AT-AT bookends, which, of course, when I saw the AT-ATs, you know me, guys, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Whoa, what is that?
No, I didn't see that, but that definitely sounds interesting. The AT-AT bookends would be something I'd get too, Sean, because I'm a big AT-AT fan, and that's cool to have, like, you know, AT-AT bookends. I'd be interested to see how much those were.
Yeah, well, I actually had that confirmed on if you just look, you know, Gentle Giant LTD's Facebook page, you should still be able to see that particular video. But yeah, I asked that question, you know, what's these AT-ATs on whatever time and minute frame it was, and the Gentle Giant rep said that those were AT-AT bookends, so they're definitely coming. I don't know when, but they look pretty cool to me.
I'd like to get a look at them. Just I'll try to check YouTube later, see if I can find it.
But, yeah, maybe I'll put the video up on the front page of the Shipyards, because
okay.
Dummy me finally figured out how to embed Facebook videos on regular HTML, so it's not that difficult.
When I found out, I felt like, oh, well, that wasn't that hard at all.
I've been okay with YouTube vids and regular videos, but it's like, no, how? I couldn't find an embed code for Facebook videos. Well, long story short is I figured out how to do it, but... Chad, I guess we need to wrap up.
Oh, right? Yeah. We're definitely at our time, and I think we pretty much covered everything really well. I think, not to toot our horn too much, guys, but I think we did a pretty darn good job with this SDCC roundtable. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it very much.
Lots of fun. All right, so that's going to do it for our SDCC roundup. We hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. We certainly enjoyed talking about it. You know, if you want to listen to more custom action figure news, there's a lot of ways to do it. You can go to iTunes, the store, and click on podcasts and search for custom action figure news. And there you can subscribe for free and get all of our old shows. You can also go to imperialshipyards.net. And on the front page there, Sean has been nice enough to put us a nice little link right there. It says custom action figure news. And when you click on that, you also can listen to all of our old shows. If you want to contact us, there's many ways to do it. One of the ways is to go to our Facebook page. And definitely when you go to our Facebook page, click the like button, because every time you do that, every 25 likes that we get, Sean's going to donate $25 to Michael Martinez's family. So definitely click the like button, and on there you can message us, or you can just put a wall post up on there. We definitely like seeing the participation. And if you want to contact me, you can send me an email at chad.cafnpodcast. And one more thing before I turn it over to Tamer for his contact information, and I'm also going to let Zed give out his. I want to say a big, big thank you to Whit Anderson from the Boring Conversation Anyway podcast. He's been on a big, long road trip, and I kind of have to say I'm a little jealous of him. And he managed to make it all the way out to Orlando and messaged me a couple of weeks ago on Facebook saying, "Hey, man, I'm going to be in town. Could I stop by?" And I said, "Yeah, of course." And in the middle of my busy schedule of work and everything, I was able to have him come over and visit with me for a little while. And we got to talk toys, and we talked about having each other on future podcasts. So I definitely want to do that. And that was great fun. So thank you very much, Whit, for making it out. And we had a great time, and we hope to see you at Celebration 6 next year. All right. So if you would like to contact Tamer, you can do that at
Tamer@imperialshipyards.net.
All right. And if you want to talk to Zed, or if you want to go to his site, where can you do that at?
Zedjosite.com. If you want to email me, zedhatch@yahoo.com. Or you can just try to find me on Imperial Shipyard board and PM me there or whatever.
All right. Sounds good, guys. So.
Hey, thanks, Zed.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you very much for coming on. It's great having you on.
Hey, it's great being here, believe me.
All right, well, episode 15 of Custom Action Figure News is a wrap. We hope to see you next time. And until then, may the Force be with you. Bye-bye.
You have just listened to Custom Action Figure News, a podcast by Lucas Clones and Tamer. Previous casts can be found by hitting the Custom Action Figure News button on the main page of ImperialShipyards.net or by visiting LucasClonesCustoms.blogspot.com. Let us know what you think, or send in your burning question via email to chad.cafnpodcast@yahoo.com or tamer@imperialshipyards.net. You could hear your email on the next cast. Custom Action Figure News is neither affiliated with, sponsored, nor endorsed by Lucasfilm or Star Wars, which are trademarks of their respective companies. Stay tuned for the next cast of Custom Action Figure News, dedicated to spreading the good news of customizing to the fans, by the fans, and for the fans. All too easy.